Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Welcome back to Digital Marketing Decoded. I'm Gustavo. Today, a paid social test shouted a 20% uplift and the team cheered until the numbers lied. We're walking through a real micro case, three quick checks you can run in minutes, and a tiny toolkit to stop bogus wins from steering your roadmap. Ready? Let's decode.
And I'm Michelle. Picture this. A landing variant looks like a hero. Conversion spike? The client wants it live yesterday. But what if that spike was a mirage? Cached pages serving the same variant again and again? Or a sudden burst of bot signups from an influencer link? Today, we make the mirage visible, and we give you three non-technical checks to trust your short tests.
Tiny micro case first. Paid social campaign sends 5,000 clicks over 48 hours. Variant B shows plus 20% conversions. Team rolls it out. But a week later, overall conversion drops. Why? Two hidden things. First, a caching layer kept serving the same variant response for minutes, so the algorithm saw repeated exposures. Second, an influencer's referral URL brought bot traffic that inflated signups for variant B. Result? Premature rollout and wasted ad spend.
That's the "it looks good, but it's not" situation. And it feels terrible because you did everything else right. Creative, copy, audience. So how do you catch these false uplifts before they cost you? I like to think of three quick non-tech checks anyone on a marketing team can run in under 5 minutes each.
Check one, traffic sanity. Ask two quick questions. Are clicks matching unique visitors? And are conversion timestamps clustered oddly? Open your analytics. If you see many clicks but far fewer unique visitors, or spikes of conversions from the exact same second or minute, that's a red flag for bots or duplicated events.
How you check that without being an engineer? Look at user IDs or session IDs in your analytics. Filter by source and scan the timeline. If 1 minute has 500 conversions and the next has none, that's suspicious. Also glance at device and location. If you see many conversions from the same tiny region or a single device type in a short burst, raise an eyebrow.
Check two, variant exposure verification. This is cache awareness in plain language. Make sure each variant is stamped so caches don't collapse differences. A fast, non-technical test. Use a private browser tab and the same landing link you serve to ads. Open it repeatedly and note if the variant changes. If you keep getting the same HTML response, even when the experiment should be splitting traffic, caching may be hiding real differences.
And from the UX side, check whether the variant surface area is too big. Did you change the headline and the layout and the CTA in one go? If so, even a real uplift is hard to trust because you can't tell what moved the needle. Rule of thumb, smaller changes, clearer learning.
Check three, tag and dedupe sanity. Some platforms double count conversions if events fire more than once for the same user. Deduped events means removing double counts. Confirm your analytics and ad platforms are deduping on the same key, like a client ID or order ID. A quick check, compare raw event counts to deduped conversion counts. If deduped is much lower, investigate the source of duplicates.
Those are the three fast checks: traffic sanity, variant exposure, and tag/dedupe sanity. Now a short primer on a few terms so no one gets lost in jargon. Gustavo, take deduped events and cache-aware tagging in plain English.
Sure. Deduped events. Imagine someone hits the conversion pixel twice, maybe a page reload or a weird redirect. Deduping is the act of collapsing those two records into one so you don't overcount. Cache-aware tagging. That's simply marking responses so caches know variants are different. If your CDN caches the same HTML for every visitor, your experiment isn't really split. Cache-aware tagging tells the CDN this response depends on the variant, so it keeps them separate.
Quickly, channel skew and novelty. Channel skew is when one channel, social, email, referral, brings a different audience. Novelty is the early spike when something new launches. Both can look like wins. So watch channel breakdowns and ignore the first tiny burst unless it persists.
Now the practical heuristic everyone asks for, aim for at least 250 unique visitors per variant or 30-plus conversions per variant. If you don't hit either threshold, label the result inconclusive. Important, this is a pragmatic rule of thumb, not a hard law. For very high-value conversions, you might need fewer visitors but more scrutiny. For small micro-conversions, scale up traffic or hold the test longer.
And say it out loud. Inconclusive is a valid outcome. Too many teams force a decision from noise. It's better to run a longer test or increase the holdout than ship a guess that breaks your brand experience.
All right, 60 to 90 second walkthrough of the downloadable one-page bias checklist and the pre-filled QA script. Imagine you're looking at the checklist now. The top section lists the three fast checks as checkboxes: traffic sanity, variant exposure, tag dedupe. Next, there are fields to paste your ad link, expected sample size, and a spot to note channels. The QA script is pre-filled with example lines. Open the ad click link in an incognito tab 5 times. Do variants change? Filter conversions by session ID. Any identical timestamps? Compare raw versus deduped conversion counts. Percent difference. Use these lines during a 72-hour test to document findings quickly.
To illustrate, here's the micro case filled in. Hypothesis: variant B improves sign-up rate by 15%. Exposure slice: 50-50 for paid social audience. Live bias checks: confirm 250-plus unique visitors per variant, run the private tab variant exposure test, and compare deduped counts at 24 and 48 hours. Monitoring signals: conversion timestamps, device and geo distribution, and channel breakdowns. Rollback: if any check fails or conversions cluster in a single short time window, pause the rollout and investigate.
Quick bonus tip: set a simple dashboard card for flags, a single number that goes red if any of these fail: duplicate rate, single-minute conversion spikes, or exposure imbalance. A visible red flag will stop human optimism from shipping noise as product change.
Listener challenge time. In your next 72-hour test, run the three checks, use the pre-filled QA script to record what you did, and if any check fails, mark the result inconclusive. We want you to actually try this. Real experiments beat theory every time.
Recap in 2 lines. 1. Run traffic sanity, variant exposure, and tag dedupe checks before trusting short-run wins. 2. Use the 250 unique visitors or 3 conversions per variant heuristic and call anything under that inconclusive. If you want the checklist and the pre-filled QA script, download the assets linked in the episode notes and copy them into your next test.
And finally, if you're running low traffic, don't force a binary decision. Either extend the test window, increase the traffic slice, or accept inconclusive and plan a follow-up. Your future self and your ad budget will thank you.
That's it from us. If you found this useful, subscribe to Digital Marketing Decoded so you don't miss the next short playbook. Download the bias checklist, try the challenge, and tell us what happened. We read every note and sometimes feature listener results on the show.
Thanks for listening. Keep experiments honest and keep the brand safe. Let's decode.